are hearing 93.3 KDKB.
Hi, may I speak with Steve, please?
Yeah, hi, this is Steve.
Steve, it's Neanderthal from 93.3 KDKB. How are you?
Hey, great. How you doing, man?
I'm well. Did they really give me your home phone number?
No, it's not my home number. It's my cell.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I'm like, Jesus, am I calling Steve by at his house? Slightly awkward.
No. Yeah, most people are pretty cool with it, so.
Well, your secret is certainly safe with me. I'm on the phone with one of the few guys who can actually turn a room full of disgruntled, arrogant guitar players into a room full of guys in the fetal position, soaking in a puddle of their own urine. Steve Vai, welcome. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I got a little bit of a sore throat from being in Iceland, but other than that, yeah, I just recovered from the fetal position myself.
Times is hard, Steve. You got to go to Iceland?
Oh, it was great, man. Reykjavik is an amazing city. I've been there like three times, and there's no place like it.
You do well over there. You do a lot of live albums recording over in Reykjavik, don't you?
Well, I do a lot of live recording internationally, and I got a great international base. I can go all around the world. And we just finished Europe. We did Asia. I was in China, Shanghai, Beijing. I've got a 24-city tour of Russia coming up.
Well, you're going to be at Wild Horse Pass Hotel and Casino on Sunday night here in Phoenix, Arizona. For those people that don't, and I don't know who anybody who doesn't know, you're one of the few guys who's a guitar guy whose name is pretty ubiquitous. But for those people that don't know, Steve, first and foremost, we have to give you, I know it's been 20-something years since, but how dare you give anybody the impression that Ralph Macchio can play guitar?
Yeah, that was one of the crosses I'll have to bear in life.
Do people still give you a hard time about that?
Oh, no, it's funny to see some of the reactions. I mean, you know, you could sell a lot of records, but once you do a movie that people take note of, boy, it's a whole different story. And it's great how that scene in that movie, Crossroads, has sort of developed these legs, you know, so to speak. But some people actually think that is Ralph playing the guitar in the movie, but no, it's not.
No, it's not. I mean, first and foremost, let's take... You have some, next to Troy Aikman, you may have the biggest hands in the history of mankind. And I don't care who you are, the editing between what Ralph Macchio's fingers are doing and then when you go into the classical piece at the end, nobody is buying that.
I know, I thought that Ralph did a good job, but yeah, you know.
All right, seriously, The Story of Light is the new CD. You do a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm going to be one of those guys that pulls this one out. I am the nerd, I'm a fan. When the hell are you going to finish the Secret Jewel box that you put out in 2001?
Oh my gosh, Barra, you are a fan.
Yeah, I've got the last thing I bought was the Keneally piano CD. Let's get this done, buddy.
Really?
That's the last thing that you've released.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, the 25th anniversary of Passion and Warfare is coming up.
Right.
So I'm hoping to remaster that, and I have this CD that was planning to go in the box set. And it's sort of like this missing link between Flexible and Passion and Warfare.
Right.
I wanted to finish that and put it in, so I should have another piece for the box pretty soon.
Yeah, it's been like 7 years, buddy.
I know. Thank you for asking. I get involved in so many projects. I don't know, you know, you get all these ideas for stuff, and then you kind of like just, you realize each idea takes a year, you know, and then you say, oh, man, I don't have 50 years under my belt for all this stuff. So you kind of... have to pick and choose after a while.
You might be the prototypical ADHD guitar player. You've got so many things that you've done. Just to go down the list, again, Steve Vai is going to be in town on Sunday night over at the Wild Horse Pass Hotel and Casino. You're going to be touring to support the Story of Light at this point. But you do all kinds of other stuff throughout your career, which includes Alcatraz and Roth and Whitesnake and Public Image Limited. And did I leave anything out that would be commercial? You've taken some shots at commercial stuff. That would be the most commercial material you've done, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I occasionally do, like, I'll contribute some guitar parts to something that sounds interesting. Probably the last thing I did was Meat Loaf. And before that, I did, I worked with Mary J. Blige on this really cool verse from Stairway to Heaven, believe it or not.
That's where the money is.
Yeah, well, and then we did... American Idol and we performed. It was really great fun, actually.
Did anybody at American Idol know who you were in the audience?
Well, you know, whenever they, I don't know, whenever they announce your name, they scream. So maybe it's just out of courtesy, but yeah, you know, there's probably some people in there that have guitars hanging on their wall that are, you know, beckoning them.
If you're watching a pop star on stage, you can tell the difference between the fans of the pop star and the fans of the musicians because they'll go, oh, my God, that's Jennifer Batten. Oh, my God, that's Nuno Betancourt. Oh, my God, that's Steve Vai. You guys try to pull off the musical integrity thing, but every once in a while it's time for a paycheck.
Well, you know, when something feels okay, you do it, and when something feels weird, you kind of stand away from it. But we also have to work in getting some coverage out there, you know, like this. For instance, occasionally I do Leno,
right,
and I go on there and I play, and I enjoy that. You know, it's a great band, but also it shows people, hey, you know, that guy's around, and he got the record coming out, and so it's good, you know?
You're a lot like your original mentor, Frank Zappa, which is
people
either get Steve Vai or they don't get Steve Vai. Do you care if you ever get that mainstream acceptance, or are you happy with the fact that Steve Vai does what he does, and people that get it, and the people that don't? Probably never will.
Well, you know, the most important thing that's always seemed to be at the forefront of what I do, regardless of what I think I want, you know, like I might think that I want to have more success, more, but there's never enough success for the ego, you know. But the thing that I always do is I chase after an exciting idea. So if I get an idea for something that's exciting, it trumps all the other stuff, all the other concerns. Sure, a part of me would love to, you know, become mainstream in a way, but it's not as important as doing something that I feel is really natural. And that's what I'm best at. That's what anybody is best at, just something that feels really natural to them. So if I tried to be mainstream, it wouldn't really be natural, and I'd probably fail abysmally. But I'm much more successful than I ever thought I'd be, and I've got a lot more to show for, you know, for things in the world than I ever thought I'd have. I'm very, very happy with that. And I still get to make any music that I want. And hey, look, I'm talking to somebody on the radio.
Trust me, it's not that impressive, Steve. In the list of things that you've done, this conversation won't rank. Trust me.
Hey, look, I got to hand it to you for, you know, inviting me, because, you know, not being a mainstream artist doesn't usually garner a lot of radio support, so thank you.
Well, you're going to be out on the road this Sunday, and I know I can hear your voice starting to go, so I want to pretty much wrap this up for you.
yeah, sorry about that.
Don't apologize, Steve. It's not exactly like somebody tuned in today to hear the dulcet tones of Steve Vai.
Are you going to be able to make it down?
Absolutely.
Right on, brother.
Steve, thanks for taking time out for us. If you're a fan, you should go pick up The Story of Light. Even if you're not a fan and you want to be introduced to the greatest guitar player, living guitar player on the planet right now, go check him out. Steve Vai and a little tune that he recorded with his son, Julian, called Yeah Yo Gak. KDKB Rocks Arizona.